Come with me if you want to live.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
It's been a while since we've had an episode on here.
I know, it feels like it.
I almost forgot what to say. but this week, we are kicking off our two-month-long Mad Max extravaganza. We're going to be going through every single Mad Max episode or movie up until Furiosa, which comes out in May, end of May,
I believe so. Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, there'll be a little bit of a break in between our fourth episode and that movie coming out, but I figured it'd be fun to kind of do a little bit of a recap, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. What's your history with these movies? Have you seen them all?
I haven't seen Thunderdome, but I've seen the first two a handful of times, and Fury Road I've seen a bunch of times too. So yeah,
countless amounts.
Yeah, how about you?
I'm in the same boat. I don't think I've seen Thunderdome, but right. it looks like it's a fun one.
Yeah, I've heard it is.
Based off like just even the cover art, it looks crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, this movie came out in 1979. I forgot to mention that. So this is a pretty old one.
It is.
And they're still making them. So the franchise is going strong.
Yeah.
Although like the newer ones have kind of changed the format a little bit. Like Fury Road was a lot different than this movie.
Yeah.
I feel like Thunderdome maybe more in the same vein as Fury Road a little bit, but
yeah,
we'll find out.
Yeah.
But anyways, before we talk too much about this movie, we will kick off our box office booze, box office news and booze.
Box office booze. That'd be interesting.
I don't know why it's so hard for me to get that right. But anyways, what are you drinking?
Well, I mean, it's St. Patrick's Day.
True.
I don't have a Guinness. I don't even have an Irish beer. But I am drinking, this may be offensive, a single malt Scotty.
Oh, that's... All the Irish folk, if we have any listeners, they're coming down hard on you right now.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's St. Patrick's Day, so I'm going to drink a Scottish beer.
Yeah, it's close enough, right?
Yeah. We went to Toronto last weekend, and we stopped at the Big Apple on our way home. So I am drinking 401 Breweries Caramel Apple Cider.
Huh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. I've had a couple...
Didn't know they had a brewery there.
Yeah, I think it's new because like the last time we stopped there a few years ago, I don't think there was one, but it's good cider, but it's like very fizzy.
Yeah.
It's good. All right. What have you been watching this week?
Well, we're kind of recording this a bit late because I was in Toronto for a few days. But I've watched quite a bit. It's probably my biggest week and a half of watching movies, so hold on, I gotta change something first. Don't want to share the Blu-rays yet. Where are we? Okay, watched Dune Part 2 again.
Nice.
Second time watched an IMAX this time.
How was it in IMAX?
Oh, amazing. It's great. Yeah, it's great. Watched Ricky Stenicki, new one on Amazon Prime. Not a great movie, but it made me laugh.
I've heard Cena's really good, man.
He is. He's pretty much still a good part in it, to be honest. So, yeah. Randomly threw on A Bug's Life. So,
nice.
Been a while. I watched Poor Things, the day after the Oscars. Great movie. Definitely one of the weirdest movies I've ever seen. It definitely should have won for like all the awards that it won. Yeah, just great movie. Then been a while since I've seen La La Land. Kind of want to rewatch that. So watch that. You know, love that movie. Watched How to Blow Up a Pipeline. It's on little Crave up here. This movie was like hyped up quite a bit last year. It was on a lot of people's like best movies of the year. I thought it was okay. Didn't think it was anything crazy, but
Overhyped.
and then tonight we just finished American Fiction, one that I think it won Best Adapted Screenplay, I think, at the Oscars.
Yeah, I think something like that.
But it was good. It was clever, funny, sad. Yeah.
What's it on?
On Prime.
Oh, is it on Prime?
That's it.
This is one of my busiest movie weeks, too.
Oh shit.
Yeah. I watched a whole four movies.
Hey, that's quite a bit compared to what we've been doing, so.
That's true. And all four of them were after I watched Mad Max, which is ironic.
All right.
I watched Damsel, which is Millie Bobby Brown's newest one on Netflix.
Oh yeah.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Wasn't anything special, but it was good enough. And I was telling you, I'm trying to go through IMDb's top 250 as much as I can right now, while there's not like a lot of new movies coming out that I want to see. So I watched Groundhog Day.
Nice.
It's one that I've seen, but I didn't log it on there just because it's been so long.
Yeah.
I also watched Poor Things
Nice.
because it's on the list. I fucking love that movie, man.
Yeah.
I think Emma Stone, like, S tier performance, man. Like, she
Yeah.
was so good in this movie.
Yeah.
It's understandable why she won the Oscar.
Yeah, I was kind of glad. Like, I've seen some trailers for it, and the trailers didn't really give away too much about the movie. But yeah, I thought it was fantastic and hilarious. Oh man, some of the scenes. Oh man.
I must go punch that baby.
Yeah.
I was talking to Erica after I watched it, and she was like, "Well, what's it about?" And I was like, "I don't even know how to describe what it's about without giving away too much of the movie. Like, you almost just have to go into it blind."
Yeah, like pretty much what I would say, it's like Frankenstein.
Yeah, it's almost like a comedic retelling of Frankenstein, but like also like a very good drama at the same time.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, it's a good movie that, for like women's rights and like the rise of womanhood and shit like that. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just think it was a really good movie. And then the kids and I watched Up this morning because
Nice.
it's also on the IMDb top 250 list, and I haven't watched it in forever, so got
Yeah.
that one logged now too.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah, so I'm close to 100 logged on the list now, like 97.
Nice.
Yeah, there's like, I'd be over that, but like I said,
Yeah.
if I haven't watched it in like 5 years, then I
Yeah.
logged. But anyways, yeah, so four movies this week.
Nice.
Big Brother and Survivor season two, so Sarah and I are watching
Oh,
that.
jeez. Nice.
Reality junkies. All right, the box office numbers. So because we're recording on a Sunday, we actually have an updated list for this weekend.
Ice.
In fifth place, we have Cabrini, which I don't
Never
even,
even heard of that movie.
me either. And it's only grossed 13 million, and it's
Is
been
it
in theaters for 4 weeks now.
like CABR?
Yeah, CABRINI. Sorry, it's been in theaters for 2 weeks.
Interesting. Okay.
In fourth place is Imaginary, which is like a horror version of Ted.
Okay, can you help clear something with me?
Yes.
I thought that this movie was that Ryan Reynolds movie about him saving like imaginary friends. Or am I confusing that with this movie.
I don't even know what movie you're talking about.
Yeah, he plays. Hold on, let me see. One sec.
I'm pulling up IMDb right now too. Oh, I just searched
Oh,
IMDb.com.
it's called If.
If. When is that already out?
No, comes out in May. Yeah, a young girl who goes through a difficult experience begins to see everyone's imaginary friends who have been left behind as their real life friends have grown up.
I've never even heard of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Directed by John Krasinski.
Yeah. Because we were in the theater watching Dune, and they had the movie trailer for that imaginary movie, and like it looks scary, but Bettina asked me, is like, is that a horror movie? I was like, no, it's not. But apparently it is, because
Yeah,
that's
it
the
is.
Blumhouse
Yeah.
one.
That's cool. Yeah, so Ryan Reynolds, John Krasinski, Steve Carell. Might check this out. Is it a family movie? Yeah, comedy, drama, family. May have to bring the boys to go see that. Cool. All right. Back to the box office. Imaginary was in fourth. Arthur the King is in third.
Another fucking Arthur the King movie?
Yeah, I don't know what this is. Oh, it's Mark Wahlberg, but it's a dog. A dog. In second is Dune Part Two
Okay.
with 29.1 million. And in first place is Kung Fu Panda 4. Just edged out Dune Part Two. So
All
Kung Fu
right.
Panda's got 30 million.
Damn.
Yeah. It's making money though, man. It's grossed 107.7 million already.
What, Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah. That's
Jesus.
2 weeks in the theaters.
Wow.
Brady went and saw it.
What's Dune at?
Dune's at 205
Oh, okay.
for 3 weeks. But yeah, Brady went and saw it. Sarah's grandma took him the other day and he
Nice.
said he liked it. That Love Lies Bleeding, that was in sixth place. The new A24 movie with Kristen Stewart.
Okay. Yeah.
Apparently it's really good though. I'm talking about it. Anyways, yeah, that's our top five.
Cool.
All right, what do we have for 4K?
Already don't want to click that. All right, so we got Aquaman: The Lost Kingdom. This is on Crave up here. I've been tempted to watch it, but like, I don't know, man. I kind of want to watch it just to say I've seen it, and because I like Jason Momoa, but like, I haven't heard great things about it.
I mean, it's free, so.
That's true. But it's also 2.5 hours, 2 hours, you know.
True.
We got Wish, which is a Pixar movie or Disney movie that kind of like, I don't know, came out under the radar, I think. Speaking of Kung Fu Panda, we got Kung Fu Panda on 4K.
Nice.
The Color Purple, The Abyss. Haven't seen that in a long ass time.
Be good on 4K.
But yeah, they're doing all the James Cameron 4K releases. I haven't heard the greatest things, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah. True Lies.
James Cameron.
Aliens. Oh, James Cameron again. Quigley Down Under. I don't know what that is, but it has Tom Selleck in it. Event Horizon.
Nice. That's a
Haven't seen
sick
that
cover.
actually. I haven't seen that.
No?
No.
Oh, it's a good movie.
The Running Man, great movie. Dragon Slayer, pretty sick cover.
They're remaking that, I
That's
heard.
it. Oh yeah, I remember you mentioned that.
It's
Yeah.
also on Shudder right now, too.
That's random.
A horror movie, technically, I guess.
Oh.
I think it's that one. Anyways. All right. Cool. Let's back up. All right. I guess we can start talking about this movie.
Let's do it.
All right. Like we said in the intro, this week we're talking about Mad Max from 1979. Starting off with the synopsis. In a self-destructing world, a vengeful Australian policeman sets out to stop a violent motorcycle gang.
I guess so.
That doesn't really happen until like the last 20 minutes of the movie. This was directed by George Miller, who's done all of the Mad Max movies. He's also doing Furiosa, and then he's doing there's another one, another Mad Max movie. I can't remember what it was called though. But anyways, yeah, he's done all of them. He did the original Witches of Eastwick, Babe, Pig in the City, and Happy Feet 1 and 2, which I think is just great. Goes from Mad Max to these family movies. In his first big role, we have Mel Gibson.
Dude, he looks so young in this movie.
He is, yeah. He was still in a drama class or something like that whenever this
Really?
movie filmed, yeah. Joanne Samuel plays Jessie. She was in the Wiggles movie.
Can't say I haven't seen it.
You're gonna be very familiar with the Wiggles soon enough,
Okay.
probably. Hughes Keys or Hugh Keys Byrne plays Toe Cutter, and he came back in Fury Road as Immortan Joe. And lastly, I have Steve Bisley, who plays Goose, and he was in The Great Gatsby and an Australian horror movie that is awesome called Boar.
Oh, okay.
Fuck, that movie's such a riot.
I haven't seen it, but I remember the episode that our buddy there from
Richard
Australia
Pratt.
did. Yeah.
So that's all I have. I don't know if you had honorable mentions or not.
Not really, but the guy that played Knight Rider looked very familiar. He reminded me of fuck, who's the Mortal Kombat character?
Dano?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the guy in the original Mortal Kombat movie that played Kano.
Yeah, like even the
Yeah.
guy that in the newer one, like they kind of like looked similar.
Yeah.
But yeah.
This movie was made on a $350,000 budget.
I love some of the trivia in this.
There's some good stuff. Like, I even have IMDb pulled up because I wanted to reference some of it. But yeah. George Miller raised the money for this movie by working as an emergency room doctor. Like, what?
I
Is
don't
he actually a doctor or
know.
did he just like, yeah, I am doctor.
Yeah, they paid the background actors in beer.
Yeah. And a lot of the extras for the motorcycle gangs were a legitimate motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
Just crazy. I was watching a video too. It was an interview with Mel Gibson, and he was saying that there was like very little stuntmen in this movie. Like a lot of the actors did all of their stunts.
Really?
He said he didn't do a lot of his, but
Yeah.
like the guys on the bikes and shit, like whenever they're fucking rolling up beside the cars and like they're fighting with the cars and stuff on their motorcycles, like that was legit.
Man, there's one scene I can't wait to talk about because, like, I don't know if you noticed it, but one of them got really fucked up. Yeah. Okay. I mean, you probably noticed it too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think he talked about it in that interview too, if it's the one that I'm
Okay.
thinking of.
Okay.
But anyways, let's dive into this movie discussion.
Let's do it. So yeah, we are, I don't even know what kind of world this is. It just kind of says like a few years from now,
Yeah.
like in the title opening. So like it's obviously a very dystopian movie, but still kind of does very much feel like Australia. So yeah, there's these cops, even though like they feel kind of different than cops, right? Because like each of these the town has like their own like sectors and like stuff like that. There's a high fatality road which has a lot of accidents on it because people is driving around like crazy. There's a cop killer on the road who ended up escaping from jail and killing a cop and stealing his car, and that is Knight Rider. He's driving one of their cars. And I love this whole opening scene. It just gets right into the action. Just this guy doesn't give a fuck. He's just driving like crazy. The cops are trying to catch him. He's heading into town. One of the cop cars, there's like two guys who are arguing about who wants to drive and stuff like that. And they're like coming up on this like point. Knight Rider's coming up and they're coming on the side road. The guy's hanging out with the shotgun, and then like Knight Rider like swerves and they miss and he ends up crashing the car. And the guy's like, "We gotta keep going." And the one cop is like, "Ah, just our car's fucked, man." Like, and he's like, "No, we gotta keep going." And so they're chasing Knight Rider. They're heading towards the middle of town of residential neighborhood kind of thing. And one of the cops is calling in Max, and you don't they kind of play him a bit of this kind of like badass, you know, last guy in line to stop someone. He's like putting on sunglasses, you don't see his face, you know, getting ready. And then our boy Goose comes in with the motorcycle. He's also coming in to chase after them. They got like tow trucks and everything, just chasing after this
It's
guy.
fucking
And
craziness.
yeah, as they're getting into town, I don't know what's going on with these fucking people, man, but like there's just like a 4-year-old baby just like walking around the road, and like no one is I don't know what this kid's parents are like.
Yeah, the mother's like fighting with someone in the middle of the street. And this kid's just fucking do to do to do all the way down the road. Like,
And
fuck.
then like there's like a family with a trailer tied in, and
Yeah.
I feel like they like set the scene up by doing like, I don't know, kind of stupid, cheesy, like, oh, let's set the stunt scene up so we can get some people, you know, crashed into. Like the guy turns and his car just breaks down. He's like, "Oh, honey, we gotta turn and go that way." And then it just magically sets up, you know, the cops to drive through the fucking RV trailer. And the kid always gets hit, but he doesn't. Yeah, one of the cops, the two that were arguing, the one like gets fucked up because he like smashes into the front windshield, and his like neck is all cut up, and like his partner like doesn't seem concerned at all.
No.
He's like, "Oh yeah, my mate here, he cut his neck, so you know."
Might want to get an ambulance.
Yeah.
I love that this guy makes a return later on too, with the fucking the voice thing that makes you talk like this.
That's
That was
great.
great.
So yeah, Knight Rider is still going on through the town. He leaves. And then Max, he's coming up the other way, and they're in these cars, or he's in a car called the Interceptor. So he's playing chicken with Max, you know, there's a girl sitting in with him, and Knight Rider swerves around to the last minute, and then Max ends up turning around and he catches up to the guy, and they're coming up over this hill, and then just in the middle of the road, there's like a transport that's kind of tipped over or something like that, has like a bunch of barrels on it. Like the truck driver has like these cones up and like tries waving Knight Rider down, but he just goes crashing into it. And then like I love it, like goes to Knight Rider, his fucking eyes pop out of his head.
I was hoping you caught that.
Yeah, it was
I was,
very quick.
oh, so quick. I was trying so hard to pause it at the right moment to like get a picture of it. But that same scene comes into play later on too. Like there's another crash and it does like a quick jolt to the big bug eye thing again.
Does it?
Yeah. Or
Like the
whose
very
crash it
end?
was though. Yeah, it was like right at the end whenever.
Okay. But yeah, and then just a big explosion, and you know, Knight Rider's dead. And what do you think of this opening scene?
I loved it, man. I thought it was crazy. Like it was just fucking balls to the walls action, like right off the bat. Yeah, this huge car chase scene. There's accidents and explosions and like there's tension. Like you think this kid's gonna get hit. You think this family in the RV is gonna die. And it's just I don't know. I think it's a really good way to set up this movie,
Yeah.
and get like the audience really engaged in paying attention to it.
And I love how it just cuts. The next scene is just saxophone. This crazy action set piece, and then just the next scene, just Jesse playing saxophone to Max. Like, oh, that's so funny. The next morning, Max is up early. He has to go into the station. I love, what's the kid's name? Like Sprague is their son's
Frog,
name. He's just like playing with like a handgun. So yeah, Max gets to, what do they call it? The Building of Justice or something like that.
yeah,
Yeah, some of
something like that.
justice. But one of the guys there, Goose, is there with them. They're in like where the cars are, and this kind of crazy guy is like building this wild car. I don't know if it's for Max specifically, but he's just a car that this guy's been working on. And by the sounds of it, that Max wants to quit the police force, right? So there is Fifi, who reminds me of the lead singer of Judas Priest.
Yes,
Yeah.
that's a really good comparison.
Yeah. But like I didn't really understand this part, because there's like Fifi, and then I don't know who the other guy was. I know there's a lawyer at one point in the movie, but Max wants to quit, and they don't want him to. So like, it almost seems like they're gonna be going against Max, right? Like at least there's one guy. Fifi, I don't think is, but that's what I kind of got from it. Because
I
he's
mean,
like
no.
the, I'll go ahead.
You go.
I'll just say, because like Max is like the best cop that they have, so they don't want to leave, obviously, right?
That's what I was gonna say. And like Max and Goose are really good friends. Like a They're not partners, but like you can tell that they're best friends.
And then Fifi does mention that the scoot jockeys are out to get Max because they think that he killed Knight Rider. And I love the introduction of the bikers. There's like a, I don't know, probably 20 of them, 25. And this is when we meet Toe Cutter, who is, man, he is such a character, man. Like the guy that played him did such a good job. Like he's so crazy in this movie.
Like he'll just like randomly hiss at people, and his like his hair is just like fucking standing straight up. It like he almost reminds me of the one guy in Escape from New York, like the really skinny guy that can't remember what his name was. Like he doesn't look like him, but like just his mannerisms and the way he acts and talks and stuff.
For sure, for sure. So there is a coffin that's coming in on the train, and that's pretty much why Toe Cutter and his guys are there. We meet, I'd say, like two of the other main guys in the group. Johnny the Boy, who is like, I couldn't tell if he has issues or if he's just like saying that he has issues just to kind of like play up to like how he acts. Because like some parts of the movie, he's like, doesn't know what the fuck he's like saying, like he's all crazy. And then the minute he's like, you know, he knows that it is an act that he's doing.
He's almost like in Fury Road, the what are the Chrome Boys. He's kind of like that, like I don't know. It's almost like he's just huffing gasoline the whole movie. Just like in and out of drugs.
And then the other main guy is Bubba, who is kind of Toe Cutter's right hand man kind of thing.
Stick name, Bubba Zanetti. Love it.
So yeah, they get the coffin, which is Knight Rider. Don't know exactly what they're gonna do with it, but they end up like beating the hell out of like some guy there, and then around the building there's like a guy, this girl with like a fucking sick ass flame car. Like it was so cool. Got like the fucking shag carpet in the back, and
Yeah.
he books it out of there, and then Toe Cutter and them are they start chasing after this guy, and I don't really know why they did, if they're maybe looking for this guy or what. But yeah, they chase after the flame car, and they pretty much just wreck it. They have these weapons and are just destroying it. They end up pulling both of the people out. We don't really see what happens until later on, whenever Goose and Max go to investigate. They have Goose, Max goes out to meet up Goose, who had this couple pulled over in this sick ass motorcycle. He got like the sidecar with like the fucking like helmet, like Buzz Lightyear thing on. That was cool. It's like what they like with this movie is like 1979, but it still somewhat feels like futuristic, kind of.
In a sense, yeah.
Like it's not like crazy, but like some of the car designs and stuff like that were cool. So they end up getting going down the road, and they find well, they see the guy running through the field with a shirt on and no pants, and they're trying to call after him, but he's just scared, so he keeps running. They drive a bit further and find the wrecked ass car, and then you see Johnny the boy there, who is like chained up, and it's almost like drugged out, it seemed like. And then the girl there was like chained up, tied to him. So what do you think this scene, like, do you think Johnny was like actually like messed up? Because he gets taken in, right?
They arrest him. I don't know. I feel like he's just like fucked up all the time.
Yeah, like
And
fucked up in the
maybe,
head.
yeah, well. Yeah, or high. I don't know. I could see him playing it up that he's crazy just to like get off on charges and shit like that.
Yeah.
Or like maybe they'll let me go if they just think that I'm nuts.
Yeah. And then Toe Cutter is they're heading somewhere, and he's in the back of the truck, and he has the coffin there, and Bubba comes up, and Toe Cutter's like, all right, go back for Johnny the boy, and Bubba doesn't really want to, but what does Toe Cutter say? He says like, oh, it's not for Johnny, it's for me, or something like that. And they all kind of like what's the word? Not praise Toe Cutter, but like he's like kind of like a god to them. Kinda.
Not so much in the sense of like Immerton Joe,
Yeah.
but like he's the leader of their gang, right? Like they respect him, I guess.
Yeah, so we're back at the police station. They have Johnny the boy there. He's handcuffed, everything like that. We see the guy from the beginning who had a neck cut. He has one of those things like you mentioned. And they pretty much brought him here to try and get the gang to come to the cop station. And so they're holding him there, and no one showed up, so they have to let him go. He's free of all charges because none of his gang showed up, I guess, which I guess he can't really prove that he did any of that, but it must be different like laws and stuff that's in this this world they have, right?
Well, I mean, it's innocent until proven guilty, right? And if there's no witnesses there, how can they
Yeah, that's true.
prove him guilty?
Yeah. So yeah, obviously Goose does not like this at all. He's trying to go at the guy, and Fifi and all of them are trying to hold him back, and there's like the lawyer there too, who's just like, his guys didn't show up, you have to let him go. And Goose like punches this lawyer and pushes him, and it was funny. So yeah, Johnny the boy ends up leaving. And as you're leaving, Bubba and him are saying like, I know what you guys look like now, like we're pretty much coming after you, right? So a little bit later, Goose is just driving down on his bike, and his bike got sabotaged somehow, the brakes or something like that. And like this stunt scene was so hilarious. The way he fell off his bike, and it's just like a fucking, I don't know, man. It didn't look real, but like it was weird, just like tumbling through the air.
Yeah.
Funny.
You got shot out of a cannon or something.
Yeah. But then, he's all right. Truck driver pulls up and he just takes the guy's truck and leaves him on the bike, and he's driving along, and then all of a sudden tow cutter and them pull up, and he drives off the road, and the truck rolls, and I don't know if you noticed, but when the truck was rolling, there's nobody in it.
Oh, really? No, I didn't
Yeah.
notice that.
Yeah. It was empty, and then they put him back in there, hanging upside down.
Yeah, that's funny.
So he's in the truck upside down. There's gasoline pouring down, and tow cutter is there with Johnny, and he wants Johnny to light the match, light him up. And Johnny has like this kind of like a lighter like attached to his a necklace kind of thing. And then tow cutter has like a joint in his mouth, and he's like, "All right, let me up." And he goes to use his lighter, and he's like, tow cutter's like, "No, not that." Pulls out a match. I don't know really why. Maybe it's more like, I don't know, personal or something, maybe.
I think because you want him to use a match to light the gas on fire.
Yeah, I guess if he, I don't know.
Throws it.
But yeah, they end up burning Goose up. And then Max ends up at the hospital. All the cops are there. He goes in, and you don't really see exactly what it looks like, but he's on a respirator, so he's pretty much dead, right?
Burnt to a crisp,
Yeah.
but he is
Yeah.
still alive.
He is. Yeah. So Max has now quit the force. He's gone. Fifi's pretty upset about it because this is his best cop. Now him and Jesse and Sprague are kind of just, rolling out on the road, just going wherever they are. At one point, they stop at like a car shop, and they have to fix a tire. And then while they're there, Jesse and Sprague are going to get ice cream, and they go get ice cream. But Toe Cutter and his gang are on the beach, just kind of hanging around. And of course, Toe Cutter comes up, and they like women, so they're all over her. And Toe Cutter comes up and like kind of grabs her, and she's like smiling and stuff like that. And he like licks the ice cream, and then she just fucking knees him right in the balls and shoves the ice cream in his face. That
Yeah.
was great.
Ballsy move.
That is, yeah. So they get in the car and they're driving away, and then I think it is it Mudguts with the chain. He wraps the chain around the top of the thing. And then it fucking pulls his hand off.
That his name is Mudguts. I love it. I can't remember because I know Toe Cutter brings it up later, but I don't remember what his name was.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Mudguts. So Jesse gets back there, and she pretty much tells Max, like, we need to go now. And he's like, all right. So they end up leaving. They are going to, I don't know where exactly they are, but I don't know if it's a relative of theirs or whatever, but it's a girl named May and her handicapped son, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. It seems like Max knows them, but Jesse doesn't. I don't know. 'Cause yeah, Jesse wants to go down to the beach, and then May tells her like, "Oh, don't worry about I can't remember what her son's name is." Anyways, she says, "Don't worry about him, like he's harmless, but yeah, he's slow."
And I love the little thing that him and Jesse have, like the crazy about you thing. That was nice. Kind of added to the loviness of the movie, right?
Yeah.
Kind of build that up for you. But this is a long ass walk to the fucking beach. Like, holy shit.
She's got to go through this forest and
Yeah.
yeah.
She got the dog with her the whole time. While she's walking through the forest there, you kind of like, see someone in the background. She's there for a bit. The dog ends up running away. Then she wakes up a few hours later, is walking through the forest, and some of Toe Cutter's nomads are there chasing her after her. And then she runs into the son, who she didn't see before, and she's scared of him, so she runs away. And then Max comes running in, and with the shotgun, and him and the son go into the forest looking for whoever it was that was there.
And May takes Jesse back into the house.
And then they're there for a bit, and then Jesse is like, "Oh, where's Sprague?" So they go outside, and he's not there. And it's like, "Why leave your fucking kid outside?" You know?
That was my first thought too. I'm like, where is this kid? And then like there's like a little like blanket on the ground outside where he was supposed to be playing. But I think Max was working on a car. And I think the baby was like kind of sitting near him. But then whenever he took off, obviously, what happens next is what happens.
So they go to like kind of this barn place, and there's Toe Cutter in the game. They have Sprague. And then, Jesse is like, "Give me my son, like, don't hurt him." And then May just comes up with the fucking shotgun, and she's like,
Huge shotgun.
"Everyone get in the barn, and you put the kid down." So they all get in there because, like, the game, they don't like guns, but Toe Cutter mentions. So they get in there. May and Sprague and Jesse get in the van, and they just fucking book it out there. They don't wait for Max or the son. They're just leaving down, and then they're driving on the road, and the van all of a sudden starts breaking down. Obviously, it was sabotaged, or I guess Max didn't fix it in time.
I think they cut the fuel line or something, so it ran out of fuel.
So the van is pretty much in the middle of nowhere, and May tells her to run, and she gets out and runs, and like you look out, and it's like fucking just road forever, and it's like, where are you gonna run to? Like,
One thing that like she starts running down the road. Like, you know these guys are going to be chasing after you. Like, run into the fields that are to your left and right. So you can at least lay down in the field and like try and hide. You're not just in the middle of this like fucking 50-mile stretch of highway.
So of course, May gets out with the shotgun, and she's heading back to the game. And they're coming up on their motorcycles, and she shoots, but obviously they just fucking she doesn't hit them, and they just go on right by, and Jesse's running, and then they end up just running over Jesse and Sprague. You see like a shoe and a ball. And now Max gets up there, and he sees them, and pretty much, they're pretty much both dead. Well, at least Sprague died on sight, right?
Yeah, Sprague's dead, but Jesse, we don't know right away, but she is still alive.
They like run down like a huge list of everything wrong with her. She's like missing an arm, her spleen's ruptured, her chest is something, and she's pretty much dead. And I don't know if it's like a few days later or what, but Max is at his house, and he's looking out. He's clearly, going through some stuff, and all of a sudden he just like, "I need to do something." So he goes back to the cop station. He goes and gets the car that a buddy was working on, and what happens? He gets the car, and then he goes and chases after all the guys, right?
Yeah, we see it's almost like a montage of him like kind of getting them all.
And the one thing that I was talking about at the beginning of the episode, in one of the montages, Max like knocks some guys off their motorcycles, and the one guy, he's like rolling, and all of a sudden the fucking motorcycle smashes the back of his head, and I was like, "Holy fuck!"
And that was in that interview. And it actually happened. Like they took the guy's,
It looked real, like,
oh yeah, they took the guy's helmet off, and Mel Gibson was like, yeah, he was bleeding from the ears and like bleeding from the nose. Like he like it fucked him up.
Jesus. I'm glad they used that shot though in the movie.
Oh yeah, it looks awesome.
Yeah. But yeah, I saw that. I was like, Jesus, that would hurt.
Yeah.
So Max goes to the auto shop where I think he was before, right? And the guy's like under working a chair on a truck, and you know, he says, oh, so and so, like your stuff's not ready. And Max like pulls him out and he's like, where's Toe Cutter and his gang and like what are their names? And the guy's like, oh, I'm not telling you anything, and puts him out of there and like drops a truck on the guy and puts it back up, and he's like, okay, you know, there's Johnny the Boy, Bubba, and this is another name too. But I love whenever Toe Cutter is like leaving the place and he grabs his helmet and the pictures fall out, and it's the pictures of, you know, Max's kid and the goose, and it's like, all right, motherfucker, I'm coming for you,
Yeah,
you know.
I like that.
So yeah, he's going after Toe Cutter and them. Max is chasing after one of the guys, I believe it was Bubba, I think. He was causing it as a distraction for Max. So Max thinks he catches him. He gets out of his car, and then Toe Cutter and Johnny the Boy, they end up shooting him in the knee. And then, or someone does, and then some more bikers run over Max's arm, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's brand new. He can shoot a shotgun with that arm, you know. And Bubba's like next to Toe Cutter, and Toe Cutter's like, all right, man, like stop playing around, you know, like. And then Bubba's like, oh, I got this, and you know, rolls up, and then Max pulls a shotgun out and shoots him off the bike. And then Toe Cutter's like, all right, I'm getting the fuck out of here. But Max starts chasing after him, and then out of nowhere, this fucking massive transport just runs over Toe Cutter.
This was the other scene where the eyes like bulge out of the head.
Okay, yeah, I figured, yeah.
Yeah. I just didn't want to give away Toe Cutter dying at the very beginning.
But yeah, he gets fucked up by that transport.
Yeah.
Max, you know, he's following after him, just drives on by, but he's still trying to find Johnny because he's the one that killed Goose.
And he's the only one left too, right?
Yeah. So he comes up to this kind of bridge. He sees like a path that went through the barrier. Then he sees a motorcycle, and he goes down and he sees the truck that was crashed, and there's a guy, a dead guy there, and Johnny's there trying to take his boots, and Max has a shotgun, and he's like, oh, I'm just, the guy's like, oh, I'm just taking this guy's boots, like nothing wrong with that.
He was
And
already
he's
dead. I
like,
found him like this.
yeah. And Max is like, all right, put these handcuffs on your ankle, handcuffs him to the truck that's like pouring gasoline, and takes off his lighter and sets off this little thing of like, he puts like a headlamp under the gases spilling, and like will make like a, I don't know, thing that will blow up the fucking van. And Johnny's like begging for his life. He's like, you know what? I was sick. I was sick. I didn't do nothing. It's not my fault. And then Max has like a saw, and he's like, you know, it'll take you about, f he says, the handcuff you have is like high tensile steel. You won't be able to get through with this saw. He's like,
He
but your
said,
ankle. Oh, go ahead.
it'll take him 10 minutes to get through the handcuffs.
Oh, will it? Okay.
Yeah.
And then it'll take you 5 minutes to get through your ankle with this saw. And then just leaves it there. And, you know, Johnny's like pleading for his life, and he's just like driving away, and no explosion. And I was like, that's coming. Just wait for it. And then just boom, big explosion. And that's pretty much the ending.
Did you see the trivia about the actor who plays Johnny?
No, I didn't.
So apparently he got like so into character that like, and he like, I don't know if he was a method actor or not, but he stayed in character even when they weren't shooting, and he was
Yeah.
driving the other actors nuts like every day that they were shooting together. And this scene, whenever they were filming it, they all went to lunch and left him
That's
handcuffed to the car.
hilarious. All right, well, anything else you want to mention?
I don't like how Max went about killing all these members.
What
It
do you
was
mean?
all it was just like it was too quick. Like if they
Yeah.
completely disfigured my best friend, killed my son, pretty much killed my wife. Like I would want like up close and personal kills. Like I'm gonna fucking be
Yeah.
up close and personal, shoot your face off. Like I'm not gonna run you off a bridge or anything like that. Like I want to make sure that I'm fucking getting the job done.
Yeah.
And I don't know, like obviously it was probably like budgeting reasons and shit like that, but I just feel like in a movie that's like this, where they're not shying away from like killing people and stuff like that, I feel like this end kind of montage was just, I don't know, it just didn't hit the mark for me.
Yeah.
Like
Like
there was no.
the movie's under 90 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And you know, at the end of the movie, you're like, okay, it's over. Like, this is the end for Max, right? But
Yeah.
there's another movie after this, which is like, okay, how can you continue on this character whenever like his story is wrapped up, right? What were you gonna say?
I just feel like the revenge factor kind of gets lost, I guess, in the way that he goes about getting rid of them all.
Yeah. Alrighty. Well, that's the way the toes fly.
Shit. All right, how'd you rate this movie?
Pretty sure I gave it a 3.5 out of 5. I enjoyed it quite a bit. I think it was done really well for like this time, like 1979. I like the way they set up this kind of world. Max as a character, kind of these like nomads that just drive around and don't give a fuck about anything. I love the some of the dialogue and the characters in this. The action was done really well. I love the score and stuff like that, and I thought it looked really good too. So it was 3.5. What about you?
That is also what I gave it.
All right.
3.5 out of 5. Like I mentioned, like some things just kind of missed the mark for me, but I do think on a $350,000 budget, I think they did a really good job with such a small budget. I think I saw like even with inflation, that'd only be like 1.4 million a day, which is still pretty low.
Yeah.
I liked the characters a lot. Like Max was kind of mysterious and like he doesn't talk a whole lot. We don't get like a whole lot of backstory on him, but that kind of adds to the mysteriousness of him. I think Toe Cutter was a great villain. I think Hugh Keysburn did a really good job in just like portraying this sadistic motorcycle gang leader. Thought
Yeah.
he did a really good job. But yeah, I mean, like the chase scenes and like that opening scene just really kind of set the pace for the movie. It was a lot of action. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they've scored it. The critics' consensus: staging the improbable car stunts and crashes to perfection, director George Miller succeeds completely in bringing the violent post-apocalyptic world of Mad Max to visceral life. Based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
I'll go with the 82.
89%.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. On 65 reviews and an average score of 7.7 out of 10.
Damn.
The audience score was a 70% on 100,000 ratings and an average score of 3.7 out of 5, or a 7.4 out of 10. So pretty well received. What's Letterboxd have for us?
Letterboxd has a 3. Oh wait, sorry, that's our friends' ratings or my friends' ratings. 3.5. The ratings of it are a 3.4 out of 5. Our buddy Alan, sorry, he changed his picture, so it threw me off. He gave it a 3 out of 5. Our buddy Anthony gave it a 3 out of 5 as well. Probably it, to be honest. John gave it a 4 out of 5. Scream the Cinema, 4 out of 5. Slash and Captain, a 2 out of 5.
Yeah, I was surprised to see that.
And that's it.
All right. So, yeah, we were kind of on par with everybody else, really. All right, you ready for the
cunning stunts?
Okay, what did you give this first stunt rating?
I'll give it a I'll give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay.
Just because like you said, there's a lot of real stunts that people did, like the guy fucking taking the motorcycle to the back of the head was insane. Just some of like Goose flying off his fucking motorcycle like that. The cars, like the way they were built and stuff like that, I thought was really cool. Yeah. So
All right.
with that. Favorite stunt? I guess I'll go with, I'll go with Knight Rider blowing up
Okay.
and the fucking eyes popping out of his head there. Thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's the last one again?
Stunt you'd want to try.
Oh yeah. I do want to drive in the Interceptor. Like the one
Okay.
he has at the end there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
All right.
How about you?
My stunt rating, I give it a 7 out of 10.
All right.
For all the same reasons as you, but like I just think it's crazy that they didn't really use a big stunt team and that the actors did a lot of the stunts themselves and like people were getting hurt. Like it was just, I don't know, just
Yeah.
a crazy filming experience for them. Kudos to that team that fucking kicked the shit out of themselves for this movie. My favorite stunt, I gotta go with the guy getting the fucking motorcycle in the back of the head.
Yeah.
Just like when it happened, I was like, shit, that looked real. And then I watched that interview. I'm like, oh, damn, it was real. Like, this guy took a motorcycle off the back of the head. Stunt I would want to try. I don't know. This one's tough for this movie because like a lot of the stunts are like car crashes and like people falling off their bikes and stuff like that. So like I wouldn't want to do any of that stuff, but I don't know, just like the high speed chases would be fun.
Yeah.
Just it's like a big long stretch of highway and you could just like open up whatever vehicle you're driving on
Yeah.
in. Another thing too in the trivia, like a lot of the stuff that they did in this movie was illegal. So they had to film these scenes like really quickly. Because like
Really?
before the cops came.
That's hilarious.
So just like kind of adds to it all. But yeah, I just think it would be a kind of a fun experience to film those chase scenes. All right, we already told you guys what we're gonna be doing for the next couple months, but our next episode's gonna be Mad Max 2. So the continuation of the journey of Max Rockatansky.
Or better known as the Road Warrior.
Warrior, that's right. But anyways, yeah, if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at Podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Check out our other podcast on Elm Street. We talk about horror movies, and our next episode on that one is going to be on the It miniseries to wrap up our birthday month of March.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
See you later.